The Dodgers looking to take 3 out of 4 from the Marlins. Yasmani Grandal signing an autograph before the game. We pick up the action. No score. Bottom of the first. 2 on, 2 outs. Adrian Gonzalez facing Vance Worley.
And probably would be the first to tell you he gave up too many hits. He gave up almost 11 hits every 9 innings. 53 hits allowed in 44 and two-thirds. The walks weren't bad. Struck out a few, but he'll put the ball in play. Here's a high drive. This is deep to right field. It's going to come off the short wall. That's going to score two. Gonzalez digs for second. He is in there with a double. 2 runs batted in, and the third straight Dodger hit gives Los Angeles a 2-0 lead.
Adani Echeverria remains on the disabled list with an oblique strain. JT's hit in 5 of his last 6, and on 1-0, he bangs one up the middle. Diving stop at second by Utley from his knees, throws to first, and he got him. Chase Utley turns back the clock with a great defensive play. Count goes to a ball and a strike. He walked his first time up in this one. Had a good rookie season in 2015, 26 homers, drove in 54. Last year, 25 homers, knocked in 68. There's a fly ball, well hit to right. Stanton back in front of the bullpen. And there is a home run for Jock Peterson, his first since that opening day grand slam. And it's 3-0 Dodgers in the fourth.
Adrian Gonzalez, and I think most Marlins fans are aware of the fact that he was selected by the Florida Marlins with the first overall pick in the 2000 draft. There's a ball lined to left. That's going to get down for Gonzalez. And coming around third is Grandal. He'll score. Gonzalez with an RBI, his third straight hit of the afternoon. And it's a 4-1 Dodger lead. As close as he can keep him. Hernandez got nowhere to go until Peterson goes somewhere. That's a double for Kike Hernandez. Eibner lines a ball off the glove of Dietrich out into left field. Home to score is Peterson. Behind him is Hernandez. Play at the plate. Hernandez slides. He's safe.
The Dodgers take 3 out of 4 from the Marlins as they win a 6-3. Brandon McCarthy the victory, allowing 1 run in 6 frames, striking out 5. Adrian Gonzalez with 3 hits and 3 RBIs, while Yasmani Grandal notches 3 hits to go along with 2 runs scored. The Marlins dropped 3 of 4 to the Dodgers. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after the game.
It's okay. Kind of kept us there. I know they got the 2 early. We weren't able to get that, the Gonzo double. Obviously, get a chance to get out of that inning, and then they add on. But I thought he hangs in there, right? It took a lot of pitches to get there, but he hung in there. We just couldn't really, they kind of kept chipping away on us. They get one off Harlan and a couple off Zig. If we could have kept it there at 3, that's what I was hoping, be able to get back in the game, but weren't able to do it today.
The middle of the order in particular seemed to cause a lot of issues. Was that more just lefty matchup, or was that just a Grandal and Gonzalez come through today?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking.
Just the lefty-righty matchup, the middle of the order, and then bringing in the lefty against Harlan Garcia. Was that something more about a matchup?
No, for sure. With Harlan there, we knew with Worley, we didn't want to go back through again. Felt like it was a good spot for Harlan. I really wanted to see how he'd react after Seager and Bellinger yesterday, and he reacted good to that. And then, Gonzo throws a single out there on him. So, again, it was a good spot for him, and tried to hold him right there.
Has the bullpen kind of been one of the biggest surprise disappointments overall for you?
Not really. Still pretty confident. We just haven't had enough games where we get back there, where you're actually trying to put guys in the perfect spots. We've given a couple of games up, or give a couple up early. We've had a couple of bad ones, but for the most part, the bullpen, I don't think, is if we can use them the right way, then I think we're okay.
How would you describe the team's psyche right now?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. What are you asking me?
Well, I know it's been a tough few weeks. I don't know what it's like trying to stay upbeat.
The problem when you talk about that, you're talking about 2 weeks ago. And you just can't, you have nothing you can't control 2 weeks ago. All you control is today. And today we were in a game. We didn't do enough to win. We didn't get the right hits. Yesterday we were able to do it. We had another game in 2 days. So you just can't go backwards. You know, it's like saying when you're going really good. You guys feel really good now. You've lost 10 in a row, but you won 10 in a row 3 weeks ago. And it's just going, it's going the wrong direction.
What was going right for McCarthy today against you guys?
It looked like I think we helped him a little bit. It's the guy that he doesn't necessarily want to throw it over unless you make him. And I felt like we got out of the strike zone a little bit, it looked like. But he's a guy that can move the ball to both sides of the plate. That runner in off the righty and the cutter into the righty and off the outside edge on the righty kind of crisscrosses you on both sides. But and generally kept us off balance. And really the difference, right? He's able to keep us down, gives them, you know, four or five innings to score. And as we start to get to him, you know, then they're in the back, you know, getting into their bullpen.
Have there been any decisions regarding another start for Worley with the off days coming up, or how you'll manage the rotation?
We've talked about which way we're going to go with it. We'll keep, you know, we want to keep our guys with Straley and the Volquez and Arena. We'll work around those guys, that's for sure. But we haven't made decisions on who's going to pitch where.
AJ Ellis coming back. Are you happy for him to come through with the RBI and just get some time out at his ballpark where he kind of
sure
grew up a lot?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure they did a nice little thing for him the first day. Oh, that was nice. And the fans seem to appreciate what he, you know, what he represented here. I think he's a guy that obviously handled himself, you know, with a lot of class over the years. He's a good teammate. He's a good guy. And, you know, he deserves that.
Vance Worley took the loss for Miami, allowing 3 runs in 4 innings of work.
The first inning, you know, with the base hit down the line and then the double down the line, I mean, it just, it's kind of out of your control at that point. I mean, I thought the pitch was in to their first baseman, and he pulled it down the line, got both runs in, and then Jock went with a cutter in, and he got to it and hit that out. So, you know, it would have been nice to stay out there a little longer and contribute a little more, but you know, that's how this one went.
Did you feel like you had more pitches left?
Definitely. I've been stretched out down in AAA, and I guess that's all I got today.
Is it tough to come up here and pitch with a team that hasn't been winning?
No, I mean, it's up to the starters to set the tone out there anyway. You know, giving up a couple runs in the first inning didn't help. So, you know, like I said, as a starter, you know, we like to go out there and pitch as long as we can and try to keep the guys in it.
The lefty bats did a majority of damage today. Did you feel like the lefties were a tough matchup?
I'm sorry?
The lefty bats did a majority of damage today against you. Did you feel like the lefties were a tough matchup at all?
No, they weren't any different. You know, like I said, I thought I made some pretty good pitches, and you know, I think Adrian did most of the damage. So it's not obviously every outing you can take something to work off of it. So that's how I'm at.
How did I feel just to be back in a big league mound, you know, after just kind of the crazy spring and beginning of the year that you've had all over the place?
It's crazy, yeah. You know, it just felt good to have a big league ball back in my hand. You know, overall, I mean, command could have been a little better, but, you know, just happy to be here and I want to contribute the best I can.
Up next, the Marlins travel to face the Athletics.